This record is being made at the University of Wisconsin on June 10, 1936, by Einar Haugen of the Department of Scandinavia. Its purpose is to serve as a permanent record of my sound system, both in English and Norwegian, previous to beginning research work on the Norwegian-American dialects of Wisconsin. Since nearly all my transcriptions will have to be made in terms of my own sound system, it is important for others who may wish to study and interpret my results to be able to determine the quality of my sound. I shall also explain my system of transcription, which is the result of a careful study of the International Phonetic Alphabet, the practice of the American Dialect Atlas, and the Norwegian Dialect Alphabet devised in 1884 by Johan Storm. The alphabet which has been devised for recording the Norwegian speech of my informants attempts to provide for all the distinctions made by Storm in his alphabet, as well as others which may turn up in the course of the work. At the same time, an effort has been made to make the system clearer and more practical than Storm, and more in agreement with modern phonetic notation. Thus, Storm distinguishes between italics and ordinary letters, which makes his alphabet difficult to read and impossible to write. The general principle here adopted has been to establish the approximate position of my own sounds, especially the vowels, to give each of these a simple, familiar symbol, and then indicate all intermediate varieties by diacritics and shift signs. For the vowels, raised varieties have been indicated by a perpendicular line above the symbol, lowered varieties by a above the symbol, lowered varieties by a perpendicular line under the symbol, rounding by a half circle open at the top, unrounding by a straight line under the symbol. For the consonants, unvoicing is indicated by a circle under or over the symbol, voicing by a small V under, retroflexing by a dot under the symbol, and palatalization by the usual J-like hook on the right. A more complete discussion of the dialect alphabet will be found in the Norwegian section of this record. As many speakers of Norwegian in America have adopted American sounds in a smaller or greater portion of their vocabulary, it will occasionally be necessary to indicate these in the transcription. Whenever the American sound is to my ear indistinguishable from some sound for which the Norwegian alphabet has a symbol, I shall of course use that symbol. If the American sound is slightly different from the Norwegian sound in some characteristic and readily determinable manner, I shall make use of one of the regular diacritic marks and shift signs adopted for this work. Thus the American dental seem to be articulated slightly farther back than the Norwegian, being alveolar, while the Norwegian are postdental. For the American sounds, I shall then make use of the shift sign pointing to the right. American R will be indicated by a dot under the R and will not be distinguished from the East Norwegian dialect R before dentals, which is a palatal retroflex like the American R. In the event that no clear designation of the American sound suggests itself at once, I shall draw a wavy line under the appropriate symbol, which will usually conform to the American phonetic alphabet of J.S. Kinley. My English sounds are those of normal Middle Western American, as I was born in Iowa and have lived nearly all my life in the Middle West. To my knowledge, there is not the least trace of Norwegian accent in my English, though I find that in daily conversation an occasional Norwegian idiom will slip in, though it is rarely noticed by others than myself. In order to have a permanent record of my English sounds, I shall read the list of sounds and keywords in Kenyon's American Pronunciation, 6th edition, pages 24 and 25, omitting those which are not found in my daily speech. First is E in beat, if in bit or easy, A in bait, E in bet, A in bat, A in father or in father, A in law, horse, coat, in pull, in pool, in further, or in perverse, in the second syllable of custom, the first syllable of above, in the first syllable of custom, or the second syllable of above. I in ice, owl in house, above. I in ice, owl in house,